to the Bits. Hello, Claire. This is Quinn.
This is Claire, and it's just the two of us today.
Yeah. So I don't know where Paulina is, but I heard that she might have gotten on a plane to New York to have a face-to-face conversation with George Peros after the McDavid suspension. So New Yorkers, if you see Paulina in the street demanding for time with Gary Bettman or George Peros, that's just what's happening. And I think that's completely fair.
I believe she is the founding member of the Free McDavid group that has formed. Is that right?
Yes. This is all tracking and making sense. I haven't been able to get a hold of her, so I'm just going to have to trust that. But you know what? It makes sense. And you know what? I'm just going to give you a minute here because I know, listen, it's a few days old now. We know that. We're not lost on it. But we're still angry. Claire is still angry. So it's time for her to go off.
Well, thanks for the segue, Quinn. It is a few days old now. If you haven't heard, you live under a rock. But McDavid was suspended for 3 games because of a cross check to the face on Vancouver's Connor Garland.
A.K.A. Lord Farquaad.
Yeah, I have been referring to him as Lord Farquaad for a couple seasons now, but it really ramped up last season during the playoffs.
I think moving forward, we'll just call him Farquaad.
Yeah, for sure. How could you not be upset? There was about 15 seconds at the very end of the game where there's a hard push to score and even it up. And McDavid is like a heat-seeking cruise missile. He is trying to score. He gets caught up with Garland, who you can very easily see is holding him down. He's first holding him down with his legs and his skates. All of that, we've seen it. If you haven't, log on, like get online, you'll see it. There's 15, 10, I think at the actual, it was like 12 seconds or something of this happening. Not a whistle. Not a single whistle from the refs. And I get things get missed, but we're talking, you know, 12 to 15 seconds. This wasn't just like a quick slash to the hands, which he is very used to. This was a full-on obvious hold. Everyone in the building saw it except for the refs.
Oh, no, the refs saw it.
They chose to ignore it.
My question is, what are you most mad about? Are you mad about the suspension or are you mad about the reffing?
Okay, appreciate the focus because there's all sort of, like, I'll talk way too long about it. I think we can all rant about it. I think it's both, but definitely more the suspension, the length of the suspension.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I agree. I mean, I have kids. If someone hits you, you're not allowed to hit back. You're just as guilty. So it's kind of that same premise. He fouled you, you fouled him, and arguably in a worse way, in a cross check to the face, more dangerous way. And so he should be suspended. I expected 1 game, 2 if they were going to make a point, 2 if they really wanted to give him a hand slap and say, we're not having this in our league. Why? Because when Zadorov did it to McDavid last year in the playoffs or in last season in the playoffs, behind the net, he got 1 game.
Yeah. So my thing is, yeah, I understand that. And I know that they reference the history. He's done it before. He's had a suspension before. But like, we're talking also about 5 years ago.
And we're talking about the best player in the world.
And here's the thing.
Who is not known.
Alex Petrangelo.
He's not known for being some kind of heavy hitter that's going out doing greasy moves
on
people.
He's not Todd Bertuzzi, who's like attacking people from behind.
Or any other rat in the game that's trying to do stuff behind the play. That's not McDavid. It never has been. I don't think it ever will be. But the guy is getting absolutely attacked out there. And the refs aren't helping him out. So, or doing their job. It's not even helping him out. They're not doing their job to protect him on the ice. And so, yeah, things boil over. I can totally understand how that happened. And I think they play a huge role in that, if not the lead role in that. And so to see 3 games, that's the part I'm most mad at. Then What's the other guy's name that got the 3-game suspension?
Tyler Myers.
So Tyler Myers, you can see, after all the kerfuffle, because if you weren't at the game, then you only saw what was on TV, which was the focus on Garland and McDavid. Well, over in the corner, completely unprompted, what's the word I'm looking for?
Unprovoked.
Unprovoked, he comes over and smokes Bouchard in the face. And that's the same suspension. It just doesn't make sense. That's the part that I'm most annoyed at. And then as a secondary thing, it's like, where were the refs on this? And I don't even want to get into the whole years long debate of like he's not getting enough, he's not drawing enough penalties, because that could be a whole episode.
Well, see, but that's where I'm going to take this right now, because that is what I'm most upset about, is the fact that we have been talking about this for years. And now it has come to a head in the entire NHL. This has the entire focus of the NHL, and we're still talking about it yet again, right? And we can talk like the Edmonton Oilers are drawing fewer penalties than they ever have before. And so you're telling me that the Edmonton Oilers, that Connor McDavid isn't actually drawing penalties? It should not matter if the penalties are 4-1 or if they're 5-2 or something like that. If another team has a better player, that is the whole point in having Connor McDavid. He is faster and better than everybody. And so why are we being punished? It should not matter. There shouldn't be a count in the heads. There
Agreed.
should not be that. And so now the whole reason that we have come to this is because of this ongoing, never-ending fucking debate that the NHL just is like, they got to get their shit together. They got to get their shit together.
I
Enough
mean,
is
it does.
enough.
It looks like a joke, right? Like, this feels completely like a joke. Like, how you have all these people who, in the business, you've got Sportsnet commentators talking about how ridiculous that was. You've got past players like Subban's coming out
He
talking,
absolutely went off.
Biznasty, like, all those guys are going off. Anyone I'm talking to or have seen in the media are going off, and the league has nothing to say about it. It's just one of those things where it's like, what do you expect him to do moving forward? He is a human being. You push someone enough, they're going to do something back. They're going to protect themselves.
They have to take matters into their own hands, right? And of course, you're going to be frustrated because they had an opportunity to tie things up. Listen, I'm going to also talk about the fact that they got to stop going down by such large margins. I was in Colorado. They came back and they won that game. So they shouldn't have been in that position in the first place. But just in general, it is absolutely ridiculous. And why is this a conversation we are still having? And Connor McDavid said it just as well himself. He's like, who draws the most penalties in the NFL? Quarterbacks do. They're the most protected players because they have the ball most. Connor has the puck a lot. And his team is very good offensively, and they have good puck possession. Why are they not getting the calls? Because they have the puck the most. So it's just like it's a broken system from like the very, very like bottom to top, and something has got to change. There can't be conditions on what part of the game it is. So the last 15 seconds, you can't call a penalty because it's the last 15 seconds of the game. I mean, the league wants more scoring and more excitement. Call that penalty. Make
But I
it
mean,
freaking crazy at the end of the last 20 seconds of the game, right?
sure, but that's also so that's it's inconsistent. So you
That's
can't
exactly
like,
it.
right. So
Call
if
the call this call it the same in the playoffs, call it the same in the last 10 seconds of the game, call it the same in the middle of the game. Call a penalty when you see a penalty. If Connor McDavid
100%.
gets slashed, call the penalty. It
Yeah, and it
doesn't
goes both
matter that he's
ways.
going 37 kilometers an hour. He's faster than everybody, and that's his advantage. And he worked very hard to become that person and that player.
Totally agree. And just to be clear, both ways. This isn't just on Connor McDavid. This is if Connor McDavid does a penalty,
Takes a
give it to
penalty.
him.
Yeah,
He takes a penalty,
exactly.
give him a penalty. Like, this isn't saying that he shouldn't get them. But the other thing is that you pointed out, make it crazy, make it exciting. I mean, it at the end of the day, it's a business, and you've got the best player in the league, in the world, sitting out for 3 days, three games.
The NHL is the only league that does not protect its stars. It is the only league. Think about all the moves that the NFL has made to continue to protect the quarterback, which
Yeah.
is your essentially like your star player. They are the focus on the field at all times, no matter who's on offense or defense, right? Like the
Yeah.
quarterback is the player. And it is big, like if you rough the quarterback, it's a 15-yard penalty. You know, like it is a big penalty to like go after the quarterback. And same with the kicker. They're in a very vulnerable position, right? So it's just, yeah, it's so that for me is very frustrating. But then on the flip side, this has, like, I will say, this has all been blown so out of proportion. You know what I mean? Like, and frankly, like I say, Connor McDavid does not want this conversation going on for this long. He just wants to serve the three games and get back into the game and keep playing hockey, right? I mean, he's
Right.
frustrated, of course, and he did speak out. But the thing for me that crossed the line, and I'm so horrified, why did the team, did the Oilers organization put out a statement about this? You just made it bigger and more ridiculous than it needed to be.
But maybe they're making a point too. Like maybe they're like
But
there's such
get a meeting with George Parros then, you know,
sure,
like.
but Quinn, I mean I can only assume that they have probably tried in some
Yeah.
way or another. Like at some point, you have to maybe you pull all the levers you have. Like
But then
if
the
it's takes
statement.
the, but it but it's that awareness and the broader awareness and all of this focus on it that will maybe actually force their hands to do something. There's such a lack of accountability on the NHL for the exact things we're talking about. And obviously it's not happened. There's no way you can tell me that teams aren't already trying to appeal these kinds of
And
things
lobby,
and
yeah.
make change. Yeah.
Then here's my thing. From a communications perspective,
Yeah.
make a more pointed, strong statement then.
Would agree. That was very, very
Don't
vanilla.
just dip your toe in the water if you're trying to
Yeah.
create some conversation about this. Come
Yeah,
out swinging,
why
pay the
don't you
fine, whatever. Also, can we talk about the $195,000 fine?
Yeah. Well, it's funny,
We
right?
don't,
Because,
oh man, could you, I just, fuck,
well,
that would change my life.
we can't imagine, but it's all relative. So for him, that is the equivalent of, a lot less, which would be more relatable for us. But yes, that's massive. And especially the other guy, Myers, is more in the $40,000 range, which just goes to show the difference in salary. But
Yeah.
yeah, like just an added punch to the gut in a situation where I think he probably feels like very let down by the league.
Yeah, and he should. We're behind you, Connor, obviously.
Always.
Obviously. Don't say
So
stupid things.
yeah, I mean, free Connor.
Free Connor McDavid. Paulina, we're rooting for you. Get that meeting with George Parros.
You
You know
know,
what? Don't be intimidated by him. He's just another man in the world out there.
you give it to him. You tell him.
Yes.
You tell
You
him.
show him who's boss.
The
Okay.
other thing that's a bummer about this suspension is that we will miss, depending on when you're hearing this or listening to this, we will have missed or will miss the matchup, the revenge match of Vancouver and Edmonton, which could have been extremely juicy. It will still be, so that will be interesting, and we'll talk about it hopefully post. But yeah, like it will be very interesting to see how the teams react. It's an important game for both teams, especially with Edmonton having lost
Oilers
that
need to get back on track. Yeah.
game that they should have won. Yeah, so that will be very interesting. And yeah, so more to come. I feel like I don't think this conversation is over. I hear you. It's a lot of hype for maybe something that feels small. I think, Quinn, in my opinion, the thing that made it so big is the number of games. If it had been a one game, if it had been a two game even, we probably still wouldn't be talking about it. But they went so far with it that like people are like, are you kidding me? Like, what a joke. What
All
a
because a
joke.
penalty didn't get called on him in the first place, which would have
1,000%.
avoided the entire situation.
Exactly. And that's the thing. It's a bee in a bonnet, man. It's hard
Yeah.
to let go.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's lighten the mood.
Yeah, I mean
We're
he is getting some rest, right? He's getting some rest, which I know he doesn't want, but he's getting some rest
He
as we
does
lead up
not
to
want the
Four
rest.
Nations.
He said that he
Yeah.
wants to play. He's like, it's not like I could get a week in Cabo.
Yeah, that's
I
funny.
was like, well, you can't afford it now. You got fined $200,000. Just
Oh.
kidding. You can still afford it.
Just
Oh,
kidding.
God. Bartrove will do great and
Go
you'll
open a
bounce right
restaurant.
back. Yeah. Bartrove will bounce you right back. Okay. So we're going to do like a little three questions here. So first things first, we're just over the halfway mark of the season. Hard to believe. Love putting the first part of the season behind me. What are you looking for? Who are you looking for to kind of step up and be big for the Oilers in the second half?
So I thought that Darnell Nurse had a good start to his season. I would love to see that start to really turn into points and high game impact. Like he's working hard. I think he's done a good job to get people off his back this season. I'd love to see him start being a real contributor on the point side. He has that potential. We've seen it before, but a consistent, assists and getting shots on net and starting to see them go in would be amazing. I'd love that.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I definitely like I just want him to keep up his solid defensive play. That's, because we do, of course, have Evan Bouchard and Matthias Ekholm who are
Yeah.
also contributing offensively. I mean, you can never have too many, right? Especially when it comes to the playoffs. So you're right, starting to get like just a little bit more feel around the net would be nice. For me, I'm going to be a little harsh, but I just, I just want to see Stuart Skinner just continue to be a little bit more consistent.
I don't think that's harsh. I don't think
Yeah,
that's
I
harsh.
know, but like it's like he started to play really well and he is making big saves, but like I look at it like in Colorado, he let in three goals on five shots. I sat there and watched that. And like yeah, like the guys didn't play well in front of him defensively, given Nathan MacKinnon, that kind of space is pretty scary and not a good thing. But I just want to keep seeing more from him. I
Yeah,
just, I
I think
want to
that's
feel
fair.
a little bit more confident going into the playoffs.
Oh yeah, I want
Where
to
do they finish?
feel.
Do you think they finish in first? I'm going
I
first.
want.
I'm
Oh
picking
yeah,
first in the Pacific.
I want to feel a lot more confident because that'll keep us up at night is the goaltending, to be
That
honest.
said, the Oilers are still like the odds favorites to win the Stanley Cup. They're just playing so lights out. And you
Oh.
look at other teams who like might have been in the conversation and every team goes through the ups and downs, right? So
But they've been digging themselves out of some holes, which is
yeah,
good
that's
to
got to
see
stop.
that. Good to see that they can do that. So that is confidence building, but also a bit concerning. Like, let's not start the game with a 3-0 deficit for a
Yeah,
while.
let's
That
not
would be
start in the
good.
hole. Yeah,
Yeah,
absolutely. But
and that
then.
comes from Skinner's for sure. So I guess my second follow up would be we've talked about Jeff Skinner on the show before. I would love to see him be an impact player. I don't know if it's going to happen, but he has the experience. He could really help out.
Well, and I just, yeah, like I hope it can kind of be like almost like a Connor Brown situation like
Totally.
last
That's
year.
what I
And
mean. I
that's,
don't think he's
I
going to be a
kind of,
star.
no, but like just start putting like I mean he scored a few goals at the beginning of the season and I thought, "Oh wow, this is a win." Get a little bit of that confidence back and the fans will have his back and then maybe that helps because then Connor Brown went into the playoffs and was like super clutch in specific moments, which I loved. So, is Jeff Skinner the new Connor Brown? Here's hoping.
I don't think so, if I'm being honest. This is
No, I
like
don't think so
fantasy
either.
land. Like if I could wish upon a star, that's what I'd want to see. Kapanen, Podkolzin, these guys are so fun to watch and they're totally depth players and really great additions. So I love that. Either of them could be the Connor Brown of this season, with hopefully Connor Brown also being the Connor Brown of this season.
All right. You had another question.
Yeah, so I also thought maybe we could quickly chat about the Four Nations. It's just around the corner. Let's start with what's the Four Nations Cup, Quinn?
So the Four Nations Cup is kind of a dipping the toe into international play in season. Of course, we know that NHL players have not been allowed to play at the Olympics for the last number of years. I can't remember what Olympics the last one was that they played in. We know they played in 2010 because we all remember Sid's goal. So this is just kind of, a little international play, kind of the four big nations, of course, other
Canada,
than Russia.
Finland,
Canada,
Sweden,
Finland,
and US.
Sweden, and the US. So a little in-tournament play,
Round robin,
round
but
robin. It'll be a
with a
quick
one
little
game.
thing, but I'm getting more hyped as we get closer because I think it will be really fun to see, Connor McDavid and Sidney Crosby playing together because as fans, we've all been waiting for that. We want to see that, right? I'm really excited to see how Mattias Ekholm does. I have a soft spot in my heart for Sweden. If it's not Canada, then it's Sweden for me.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, but I have to be honest, I think once the time comes, I'll be a bit more excited, but I'm certainly not necessarily on the hype train for this.
Yeah, it's a little early. What are we, about a month out? I think it's February 20th is when it
12th or
February oh no, February 12th to 20th. Sorry. So yeah, we're creeping up to it, but one of the things that I thought was cool was the overtime format. So they actually go 3-on-3 sudden death for 10 minutes and then they'll move to a shootout. But in the final they're doing 5-on-5 sudden death 20-minute periods until a goal is scored.
Yes.
So
So,
that could
yes.
be
I mean,
exciting.
it could be really good. I also just have to wonder, like, how for players is it not in the back of your mind that you got to get back to your team and make a playoff run?
I mean, I
So
imagine it's.
I kind of wonder. I mean, once you get out there, of course, like you're just going to give it your all. But for me, I'm going to spend the whole time panicked about injuries.
Right.
Panicked. And yeah, not getting that rest. Like
Well,
not
think of
getting
it
that
this
rest.
way.
Like, like Leon Draisaitl is going and having that week in Cabo and
Right.
resting.
Well,
Connor's not.
let me try and make you feel better. Optimistically, I would say the injuries, yeah, you can't avoid it. However, we're talking some of the best players in the league that will be playing. So I would be very surprised if you're starting to see a bunch of cheap shots. I think these people are going to be really respecting each other. It's going to be good play, high
But like, look at
quality.
Drew Doughty in preseason.
No, I don't want to.
I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to bring. It's just shit. Like, but you know what? That can happen in regular season too. Like, it can happen if they're playing in the NHL as well. So,
The other
right?
thing,
Never mind. I just gotta.
100%. The other thing is, I think that these guys are going to be so pumped to play for their country. And as we've seen for the Oilers, anyways, they do better when they're grinding. They do better when they don't have a big break. I don't know if you remember, they had a big break last year in the season. I think it was last season, and things just went sideways. And they just do better when they're going and they're playing and they're getting better every game. I realize it's not with their own team, but I really think that mentally they're going one game at a time, and that's how you have to do it. They're probably My hope is that they're not jumping ahead to the playoffs just yet.
Yeah,
In their
okay.
brain.
No, they wouldn't be. They're better mentally than I am. Okay, one quick last one, controversial
Sure.
one here. What is with hockey players, current and past, supporting Donald Trump? What is going on? Bobby Orr has come out and publicly supported him. Wayne Gretzky was seen at Mar-a-Lago on election night with Donald Trump, and Evander Kane proudly post that he went to Inauguration Day, which is also ridiculous. You're supposed to be recovering and getting back to your hockey team. This is
Totally.
insane. That man is toxic. He is. How can you have children? How can you know immigrants? How can you know gay, like 2G, 2SLGBTQ community members and support that man?
I
Yeah.
just
it, and I get it. Rich people support him because they help. He helps them keep their money. But is
Yep.
that literally at all it is? Because you all have enough money.
Yeah, the
Well,
Wayne
Evander Kane
Gretzky one,
doesn't, but.
really did surprise me, if for no other reason than just that. Correct me if I'm wrong, but he's been politically agnostic in the public for decades,
As he
and
should
that
be, as they all should be.
totally agree. And so to come out like that, and for yeah, I thought that was really strange.
Listen, you can be Republican. That's fine. I do not care. But like to personally su support Trump,
I
Donald
mean,
Trump.
more than half of the USA voted for him.
Of course,
So,
yeah, you know what? And that's
you know
just a
what?
whole other, like, you showed us who you are, America. I get that. Like, but I just don't get it. Like, that's fine if you support, it's not fine if you support him, frankly. Frankly, sorry. It's fine if you support Republicans. It's not fine if you support him. I'm just gonna say it, obviously.
Yeah.
But like, why do it publicly? Why?
I'm dying to know how did Kane get invited to that?
Danielle Smith would have done anything.
Anything to get in. So
You know what?
how
You're
did
right.
Kane get
How
invited?
did he get invited? Absolutely excellent question, but it's just still baffling to me.
Is there a
You are
bad
publicly supporting him. That's something you should keep quiet about.
men WhatsApp group that maybe Kane and Trump are in
Donald,
together? Yeah.
I
You know,
mean,
is did they meet in the bad man WhatsApp group chat? Maybe.
yeah, toxic male. Yeah,
Sounds
okay.
like maybe they've been
Anyways,
through some similar challenges.
we're leaving it on that note. And please let us know why you think that they are publicly supporting him. Makes no sense. That's it for the bits.
Oh, what a rough way to end it.
Yeah, we'll see you on another time.